Act II of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare.
Scene 3. Friar Lawrence's cell. Enter Friar Lawrence with a basket.
The green-eyed morn smiles on the frowning night, checkering the eastern clouds with streaks of light, and flecked darkness like the drunkard reels from forth day's path and Titan's fiery wheels. None, ere the sun advance his burning eye, the day to cheer, and night's dank dew to dry. I must upfill this osier cage of ours with baleful weeds and precious juiced flowers. The earth, that's nature's mother, is her tomb. What is her burying grave? That is her womb. And from her womb, children of divers kinds, we sucking on her natural bosom find. Many for many, virtues excellent. None but for some, and yet all different. Oh, mickle is the powerful grace that lies in plants, herbs, stones, and their true qualities. For naught so vile that on the earth doth live, but to the earth some special good doth give. Nor aught so good, but strained from that fair use, revolts from true birth, stumbling on abuse. Virtue itself turns vice, being misapplied, and vice sometimes by action dignified. Within the infant rind of this small flower, poison hath residence, and medicine power. For this, being smelt with that part, cheers each part. Being tasted slays all senses with the heart. Two such opposing kings encamp them still, in man as well as herbs, grace and rude will. And where the worser is predominant, full soon the canker death eats up that plant.
Enter Romeo.
Good morrow, father.
Benedicity, what early tongue so sweet saluteth me? Young son, it argues a distempered head so soon to bid good morrow to thy bed. Care keeps his watch in every old man's eye, and where care lodges, sleep will never lie. But where unbruised youth with unstuffed brain doth couch his limbs, there golden sleep doth reign. Therefore, thy earthiness doth me assure thou art uproused with some distemperature. Or, if not so, then here I hit it right. Our Romeo hath not been to bed to-night.
That last is true. The sweeter rest was mine.
God pardon sin. Wast thou with Rosaline?
With Rosaline, my ghostly father? No, I have forgot that name and that name's woe.
That's my good son. But where hast thou been, then?
I'll tell thee, ere thou ask it me again. I have been feasting with mine enemy, where, on a sudden, one hath wounded me that by me wounded. Both are remedies within thy help and holy physic lies. I bear no hatred, blessed man, for, lo, my intercession likewise steads my foe.
Be plain, good son, and homily in thy drift. Riddling confession finds but riddling shrift.
Then plainly know my heart's dear love is set on the fair daughter of rich Capulet. As mine on hers, so hers is set on mine, and all combined, save what thou must combine, by holy marriage. When, and where, and how, we met, we wooed, and made exchange of vow, I'll tell thee as we pass. But this I pray, that thou consent to marry us to-day.
Holy Saint Francis, what a change is here! Is Rosalind that thou didst love so dear, so soon forsaken? Young men's love, then, lies not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes. Jesu Maria, what a deal of brine hath washed thy sallow cheeks for Rosaline! How much salt water thrown away in waste, to season love that doth not taste! The sun not yet thy sighs from heaven clears, the old groans ring yet in mine ancient ears. Lo, here upon thy cheek the stain doth sit of an old tear that is not washed off yet. If e'er thou wast thyself, and these woes thine, thou and these woes were all for Rosaline. And art thou changed? Pronounce these sentences, then. Women may fall where there's no strength in men.
Thou chidst me oft for loving Rosaline.
For doting, not for loving, pupil mine.
And bade'st me bury love.
Not in a grave to lay one in, another out to have.
I pray thee chide not. She whom I love now doth grace for grace and love for love allow. The other did not so.
Oh, she knew well. Thy love did read by rote that could not spell. But come, young waverer, come go with me. In one respect I thy assistant be. For this alliance may so happy prove to turn our household's rancor to pure love.
Oh, let us hence. I stand on sudden haste.
Wisely and slow. They stumble that run fast.
Exit